First, let's take a look at our headlines.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel leads governmental visit to the eastern province of Las Tunas.
At least 5,000 Puerto Ricans still homeless after a 6.4 magnitude earthquake.
Díaz-Canel visits School of Arts in Las Tunas.
Venezuela and Red Cross monitor protection for blockade victims.
And now the news in detail.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel led a visit of the government to the eastern province of Las Tunas in order to follow up on the implementation of production goals defined in a similar visit 11 months ago. The team, which included Minister of Agriculture, Gustavo Rodríguez, was accompanied by the highest authorities of the government and the party in the province. They visited El Bleo, a company dedicated to the production of pork, and they were received by the directors of the company and 92 of its workers. During the interchange, Díaz-Canel declared the importance of defending Fidel's vision of the integral production of pork, which involves diversity in the use of foods and sustainability in animal feeding without deepening of importations. Efficient production, he said, contributes to the economic well-being of the country. The team also visited the sugar processing plant, Majibacoa, which is one of the biggest producers of the country. Rafael Pantaleon Quevedo, provincial director of the sugar company, explained that the province of Las Tunas was behind in the fulfillment of its sugar production goals as a result of difficulties in the transportation of sugar cane to the processed plant and changes in the labor force. Díaz-Canel stressed that it was important not to fall further behind. The team also visited a center for the production of construction materials and a plant for the fabrication of aluminum doors and windows.
In Puerto Rico, at least 5,000 people are living in shelters 2 weeks after a 6.4 magnitude earthquake hit the island, causing at least $110 million in damage and plunging nearly the entire population into darkness in a mass power outage that lasted 4 days. Puerto Rico's public power utility said that electricity has been almost entirely restored on the island. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who traveled to Puerto Rico this week, is criticizing the Trump administration's lack of aid to the island. Puerto Ricans living in New York City are also criticizing the lack of aid to the island and are mobilizing fundraisers, saying they don't trust the U.S. federal government to help Puerto Rico after its inadequate response to the devastating Hurricane Maria.
Artistic education is undoubtedly one of the achievements of the Cuban Revolution and one of the treasures that deserves to be preserved, which is why, as part of his visit to Las Tunas, President Miguel Díaz-Canel visited with students and professors of the Professional School of Art, El Cucalambé. The school's director, Nuris Cantayops, explained that the artistic education in Las Tunas is 45 years old, although the facilities of the school celebrate its 30th anniversary this year. Díaz-Canel was interested in the resources that the center has today for the fulfillment of its mission. At the same time, he wanted to know what are the main limitations for the development of the teaching educational process. In addition, he toured some of the classrooms, part of the scholarship and computer labs. The Cuban president was accompanied in this escape by Alejandro Gil Fernandez, deputy prime minister and head of economy and planning, and Alpidio Alonso, minister of culture.
The Venezuelan government and the International Red Cross have reviewed their agreements of cooperation for the protection of the victims of the U.S. blockade. Venezuelan Foreign Minister Jorge Arreaza and the head of the regional delegation of the International Committee of the Red Cross, ICRC, Arno de Bauque, analyzed the progress of the projects according to reports from the Foreign Ministry. Cooperation in the area of humanitarian technical assistance has so far involved sending medicines and supplies, 50% of which have been distributed to the international organization's hospitals and the other 50% to public centers. It also includes control over primary medical care, first aid, and the strengthening of services in hospitals, indigenous communities, and prisons. Last October, President Nicolas Maduro met with ICRC President Peter Maurer, where they confirmed their commitment to working for humanitarian principles, notes the report. According to the source, relations between Venezuela and the ICRC are focused on mutual assistance in solving humanitarian problems.
And you've tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC. If you're in and around the Cuban capital, you may be listening to us on your FM radio. That is, if you're tuned in to 102.5 FM. Now let's go back over to our news. Here's Lena Valverde.
The Center for Hemispheric and U.S. Studies and the Nuestra America Department of the University of Havana are calling on scholars from around the world to participate in an international conference on Hemispheric and U.S. Studies 2020, set for June 3rd through the 5th at the Verona Building of the University of Havana. The organizing committee calls on those interested in participating to submit papers on such issues as the U.S. political system, the decision-making process on the U.S. foreign policy, and the U.S. electoral system, among others. Papers focusing on hemispheric processes should deal with conflicts, integration, regional or continental security, and the role played by the United States, as well as Washington's hemispheric policy and its relations with each regional nation.
A new Havana specialist shop, which markets Cuban cigars through the world, has opened its doors in the heart of London's West End. The new shop has two walk-in humidors, a large and very comfortable lounge, a selection of fine spirits available by the glass or by the bottle, a bar, and, of course, a comprehensive selection of Habanos, including many rare and vintage Habanos. The Habanos are available individually or by the box. The people behind this new shop, Ahai and Bafna Padel, are well known to many people within the world of Habanos. They have over 25 years' experience in the cigar industry and opened the UK's first La Casa del Habano over 10 years ago. Their casa remains open and continues to grow.
Supporters of WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange are calling for him to be released from prison following his appearance at London's Westminster Magistrates Court for a brief hearing, which have reignited concerns about the state of his physical and mental well-being. The Assange supporters are concerned that the legal proceedings are the next step in his extradition to the United States, where he will face multiple charges related to computer hacking and the release of incriminating government documents. Assange's court appearance drew crowds of supporters throughout the day, calling for his immediate release from the maximum security Belmarsh prison, where he's currently being detained and where he spends most of his days in solitary confinement. Julian Assange was arrested after he was expelled from the Ecuadorian embassy in April of last year, where he had sought asylum for 7 years in order to avoid another extradition hearing and possible extradition to the United States, where he could be imprisoned for the rest of his life.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel leads governmental visit to the eastern province of Las Tunas.
At least 5,000 Puerto Ricans still homeless after a 6.4 magnitude earthquake.
Díaz-Canel visits School of Arts in Las Tunas.
Venezuela and Red Cross monitor protection for blockade victims.